بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. A few days ago, I was talking about Surah Al-Duha and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a very unsettling time in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where wahi had not come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for so many months. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt like as if Allah has abandoned him. And we talked about that the most important lesson from that is that do not feel abandoned. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding the Prophet that there was a time when you were a yatim, we never abandoned you at that time. There was a time when you were in need, we never abandoned you at that time, we made you ghani. There was a time when you were not aware of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, we never abandoned you. So what gives you the thought that at this time in your life we are going to abandon you? That is pretty much what that story comes down to, or that surah comes down to. The very next surah, by the way, many of the ulama, and in fact, there are many sahaba radiallahu anhum, in fact, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, whenever he would recite Surah Al-Duha, he would recite the next surah along with that. Because in his opinion, both surahs were the same. In fact, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has a very similar opinion. And this is something that, you know, if you study the life of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he was a scholar of the Qur'an. He knew the history of the Qur'an, and this is why in his own personal opinion, there was no two different surahs between Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas. They were one surah, because they both were revealed at the same time. Nonetheless, if you study Surah Al-Duha, because Allah talks about the life of the Prophet ﷺ prior to prophethood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Inshirah talks about the life of the Prophet after prophethood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, in the first surah, Surah Al-Duha, the main message is, we will not abandon you. In this surah, the main message is that every single time there is a difficulty that will come upon you, it will be paired up with ease. Ease will come along the way. You will not be left in that situation forever. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He starts off the surah by saying, Alam nashrah laka sadarak. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that did we not expand your chest? Now, pay attention to this surah and the surah before. In Surah Al-Duha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the third person verb. Alam yajidika yatiman fa'awa. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. All these are third person verbs. In Surah Al-Inshirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the first person verb. And there's a common understanding in the Quran that when Allah uses the third person verb versus the first person verb, it shows when Allah uses the first person verb, it shows that how close I am to you. Meaning that before prophethood, There was a time when you did not even know me. But now, after prophethood, now that you know me, now that I send my wahi to you, now I'm close to you. This is Allah showing that how close He is to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful nuance of the Quran. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, did we not expand your chest? And by the way, this word sharh is a very common word used in the Quran. It means to expand something, to help clarify something. This is why in nearly every single major book in the Islamic library, books that are taught in Islamic seminaries and Islamic universities across the globe, whenever you have a major book, you're gonna have a book that explains that book, and it's called a sharh. This is why we have Sahih al-Bukhari. Of course, we all know what Sahih al-Bukhari is. But then there is a sharh written for Sahih al-Bukhari called Fath al-Bari. There is a sharh for Sahih al-Bukhari called Umdat al-Qari. What do these books do? They explain Sahih al-Bukhari. Every single major book has a sharh. What does the sharh do? It clarifies. What is this hadith about? It explains what the hadith is about. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we expanded your chest. And not only that, but literally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent down the malaika to cut open the chest of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on two different occasions. One when he was a child, when he was in the custody and under the guardianship of Halima As-Sa'diyah, that his chest was cut open, and the children, they came to Halima and they said that our brother of the Quraysh, there are two people who have come and they cut open his chest, and perhaps the most quickest, the most cl- cleanest surgical procedure of human civilization is exactly when this happened. And then the second time this happened was right before the Prophet ﷺ, he went for Isra and Miraj. Again, the Prophet ﷺ was made to lie down. His chest was cut open. His heart was taken out on both occasions. It was washed and replaced back. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this at the time of Isra and Miraj? Of course, there are many theories and speculations of the ulama. They say that perhaps what Rasulullah ﷺ is about to envision is something that no human heart, no average heart, can envision and can bear what he's about to see. And so this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this happen. But what's beautiful about this is, when we talk about Sharh al-Sadr, I talked about this before, that this is a dua that Musa alayhi salam he made. When he was about to go and face Fir'aun, and he's going through this anxiety that, what am I going to do? I'm already wanted that country. He's going to bring up the past. I have to face a tyrannical king. He made this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. And I've said this before, that anytime you find yourself in anxiety, because the heart, it has an effect on the heart, so make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Oh Allah, make my matters easy for me. وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي. And unlock this lock that's on my tongue, unlock that. يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي, so that people can understand what I'm trying to say. So this is the very first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells the Prophet alayhi salam, that your heart was so constricted, we expanded your chest. That's the first favor. The second favor, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. We removed the burden that was on your back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not use the word, you know, the word wizr is in reference to a pressure or something that you carry. And the difference between wizr and hamal, hamal is like, for example, a woman carries a child for 9 months in her womb. So that's called, you call a woman who's expecting a hamil. But it is something that a person can carry, and a person has a physical capacity to carry. The word wizr in the Arabic language applies to a burden that a person has to carry, but it can break their back. It is so heavy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that there was a great burden on your back, but we removed that. It could have put immense amount of pressure on your back, but we removed it. And what is that wizard in reference to? So many things the ulama, they say. Perhaps all the pain and all the sufferings that the Quraysh and the people in Medina, some of the oppositions of Medina, they put Rasulullah ﷺ through. The fact that the Prophet ﷺ saw, I mean, this is something that the emotional pain that the Prophet ﷺ, he had to go through. Today, brothers and sisters, how many times we find families that we cannot overcome, parents cannot overcome the death of one child in a family. I know families that they lost a child perhaps 10 years ago. 10 years later, they've still not recovered from that. They still remember that. Think about Rasulullah ﷺ. This is why he's a role model for all of us. He not just buried one child with his own hands. He buried six children with his own hands. Think about that for a moment. How much pain Rasulullah ﷺ, he had to go through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of the ulama, they say that this wizrak is in reference to the wahi that would come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it used to be very heavy. Had this wahi come on anyone else, no one else could bear that. That is why Allah says in the Quran, inna sanulqi alayka قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. We have revealed a very heavy word upon you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, another favor I did upon you was, every kind of thing, any kind of challenge that could perhaps break anyone else's back, it came on you, but we relieved you from that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the third thing, the third favor, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we raised your dhikr, we raised your mention. And subhanAllah, there is no person till today in human civilization who is mentioned more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think about it. Every single adhan, we say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Every single iqama, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. And every single second of 24 hours a day, there is some place across the globe where the adhan is taking place and the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being mentioned. There is no one else. When Allah says, we will raise your mention, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises mention. There is no human in human civilization who has been documented as much as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go into the Islamic library, you'll find books after books after books written on the life of the Prophet sallam. As if that was not enough, then ulama began to write the Shama'il of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have great books written by Qadi Iyad al-Shifa. He talks about the Prophet alaihi wasallam in great detail. How many books are there documenting the life of who? Just one man. That's it. So this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, we will raise your mention. And not only that, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the key thing is, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Now the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He could have mentioned this once, but the fact that Allah mentioned this again, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying to get this message across, that every single time you go through difficulty, and because Allah knows that we're human beings. Think about if I had to live my life from beginning to end in difficulty, 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 a person will not be able to survive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single time there's difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He pairs it up with ease. And what's beautiful about this is, he says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ. The word al-usr is ma'rifa. Versus yusra, it's nakira. The difference, one is a common noun, one is a proper noun, one is a common noun. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that perhaps when it comes to the usr, the difficulty, it might be a little, it might be for a short period of time, but the yusr is common. There is no specification of time, meaning that there might be a great deal of yusr and ease that will come eventually later on. So that is why we should never read this surah, and this surah will tell us that the Prophet ﷺ also went through difficulties, but yet every single time he went through difficulties, Allah brought ease after that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought relief after that. And if you and I, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah, every single time you and I, we find ourselves in difficulty, we will remind ourselves of this surah, and we will remind ourselves, فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And I mentioned this before, it's not that people say that yusr will come after. No, as soon as you start going through your difficulty, already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already put in motion the ease that will come along with that. That's why he did not say فَإِنَّ بَعَدَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. That after, he said, no, فَإِنَّ مَعَلْ, with this comes ease also. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to learn from these surahs. Beautiful surahs once again. Surah Duha talks about prior to prophethood. Surah Inshirah talks about after prophethood. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who apply in the best way, who listen attentively, apply in the best way, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand and to open our chest and make our difficult matters easy for us. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين.